Range 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving. HAExchange.com. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program is a special, special edition of Now and Then. It's the Now and Then Caravan. We're moving. Yes, I'm packing up my vinyl, I'm getting the music together, and I'm moving to Saturday afternoons here on WJFF. So, this is going to take effect this Saturday. I'll be doing my first Saturday broadcast. And I know that some of you have been my loyal listeners here on Tuesday afternoons. And so on today's show, I really wanted to explore some of the music that we've listened to together. You know, I've done about over 40, 50 shows. And there's just been so many things that I've discovered for the first time in doing the research on the singer-songwriters. You know, the topic here is a British and American singer-songwriters with lifetime careers, people that began with the singer-songwriter movement in the 60s and are still performing today. And there's been so many things that I've learned. You know, I've known a lot of this music, let's face it, most of my life. But the thing that is amazing for me is the things that I've learned, all the new things I've learned about the musicians and the singer-songwriters that I've always loved. And the best part is hearing what they're doing now, right now. You know, Neil Young, just this last September, he just did an album. Did you know that? And Elton John and Leon Russell, they just released an album. We're going to listen to some of that music, by the way. You know, Ringo Starr did an album for his 70th birthday this year. So there's just a wealth of music here. And I wanted to start with the music of Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen was a little bit older than most of his contemporaries in the singer-songwriter movement. He was about 10 years older. And by the time he moved to Greenwich Village in New York City and began performing, you know, with guitar and singing, he was already an internationally known novelist and a poet in his own right. He has been on a world tour since 2008. For the past 2 years, Leonard Cohen, who is now 76 years old, has been touring the world to record crowds, you know, 300,000 people in an arena. He's one of the major songwriters of our time. The very first song I ever heard by Leonard Cohen was Suzanne, and the recording that I heard was by Judy Collins, such an amazing performer herself. But let's listen to Leonard Cohen singing his composition, Suzanne. This is from an album called Songs from the Road, which was just released in September 2010. And after that, we'll hear Richie Havens. Let's start with Leonard Cohen, Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know she's half crazy. That's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength she lets the river answer. You've always been her lover, and you want to travel with her. You want to travel blind, and you know you will trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters. The sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look amid the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, children in the morning. They are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Want to travel blind, and you know that you will find her, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Yes, and Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. For certain, only drowning men could see him. He said, all men will be sailors then, until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. Travel with him. You want to travel blind, then you know you will trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind.
Say, I will carry you
like it was. Until then, until the answers start raining down, until the skies open up, until the trumpets start. Until then, until the city and the country ain't divided. Until then, until the spirit and the mind ain't fighting. Until the scenes of tomorrow and today finally play. Yes, I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say, I will carry you, carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky.
Richie Havens, that's from his CD, Nobody Left to Crown. That song is called Hurricane Waters. And before that, we heard Leonard Cohen from his September 2010 release, Songs from the Road. We heard Suzanne. So Leonard Cohen and Richie Havens, they both came through that singer-songwriter scene that was going on down in Greenwich Village in New York City in the 60s. And so many of the musicians that we've listened to together here on my program have gone through that very same pathway. I recently did a show on Peter, Paul, and Mary. And you know, it means so much to me. When I get your phone calls and your emails and the things that people share with me from listening to my weekly live broadcast here on WJFF, it's really special for me. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Who else came through the village? Joni Mitchell, Carole King, James Taylor, of course, Bob Dylan. I've done a couple of Bob Dylan shows, Judy Collins. And last but not least, of course, Richie Havens. Richie Havens, elder statesman of the peace movement. Richie Havens came from Brooklyn. And by the time he got to Greenwich Village in the 60s, he wasn't really playing the guitar and singing. He was doing portraits and he was reading spoken word poetry, kind of like the Beats. And he was down in the village for a couple years before he actually picked up a guitar. But what an amazing performance on that Nobody Left a Crown. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to a special edition of Now and Then. Now and Then, it's the Now and Then Caravan Show. We're moving. It's time to jump on the bus and come along to Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m., where I'll be doing my live broadcast here from WJFF. On Saturdays now, we're making a few schedule changes here. You'll be listening to Walter's First Class Classicals at this time, coming up in the next month or so. On Tuesday afternoons. Walter is an amazing person with a vinyl record collection beyond belief. And I'm sure you're going to be enjoying his program. Another thing that's happening with the scheduled changes on Saturday, I'll be broadcasting at 1 o'clock. Another thing that's happening on the weekend is we're going to be playing some shows that are normally broadcast only during the weekdays. They're going to be rotated into an encore spot, a spotlight on Saturday and Sunday. So now, for instance, on Saturdays, right before I come on at 1 o'clock at noon, you're you're going to be able to hear broadcasts of the Telepathic Radio, Soul Spectrum, Kay Katarski's Emotional Rescue, and the Music Emporium. Those will be rotating on Saturdays. They'll be repeating a show that was broadcast earlier in the week. And on Sundays, the same type of spotlight program is going to include Strings Attached and the Brit Mix, Graham Rice's show, Country Crossroads with John Bachman, Ramble Tamble. So Saturdays and Sundays, I know some of you might not be able to move with me then, now and then. So my show will continue to be available in the WJFF audio archive. So anyway, here we are, singer-songwriters. We just listened to Leonard Cohen and Richie Havens. And now we're going to be hearing another American singer-songwriter, Chrissy Hynde. Chrissy Hynde is synonymous with the band Pretenders. She was born in Akron, Ohio, and sometime before she graduated college, she dropped out of school and she moved to London, England. And that's where she really launched her music career. She started Pretenders in England, and they had an amazing internationally famous, popular career. And she just released an album called Break Up the Concrete. And we're going to be listening to a track from that album, the Chrissy Hynde composition, the song called Nothing Maker. And after that, we're going to be hearing another musician that you might be familiar with, Cat Stevens, who is now known as Yusuf Islam. We'll be hearing a track from his Road Singer album. So first, Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders, Nothing Maker.
Doesn't make shoes or design any shirt or take photographs, but no one gets hurt. And he doesn't look trendy like guys in magazines. You won't see him at parties. He's not the face behind the scenes. He makes nothing. He's the nothing maker. He's the maker of nothing. He's a nothing maker. Doesn't paint pictures or write poetry or act on a stage for others to see. And he don't expect much. Santa Claus knows, 'cause he doesn't make lists of toys and new clothes. He makes nothing. He's a nothing maker. He's the maker of nothing. He's the nothing maker. Everyone's chasing a reason to live. Mostly they take more than they give. A succeeder justifies why he needs more than the rest. Believes his own lies. Thinks he's the best. Doesn't make movies to suit an audience's whim. He he lives by a code known only to him. And he doesn't make money to buy watches and cars, 'cause there's no time and no place to go for a man who has nothing to show. He's a nothing maker. He's the maker of nothing. He's a nothing maker.
Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world, in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. I've got to build a boat to carry us to sea. Tell me what the shape of it will be. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for every kind of beast. Tell me who the lucky ones will be. Tell me if we've got to build a world, what that world will be. If we're gonna build it well enough for thee. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for all humanity. Will there be believers with me? Oh. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Wonder if the water's gonna turn to blood. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain.
Yusuf Islam, The Rain. That's from his Road Singer album released in May of 2009. Yusuf had a really huge career, known as Cat Stevens. That's not the name he was born with. He became Cat Stevens, and he released albums like Teaser and the Firecat and Catch Bullet 4. He converted to Islam, and he's recently returned to secular music, and it's incredible to hear him again. His lyrics and his music were always so deep, always this deep search for truth. And it seems that he's the same person, even though he's gone through so many changes in his life, like so many of us. So Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, I'm going to absolutely have to pack him up and take him with me, because Now and Then is moving. Now and Then is moving to Saturdays. Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., I'm going to be here live in the studio, bringing singer-songwriters to you. And I hope you'll be able to follow me to that Saturday schedule here on WJFF, Hydro-Powered Radio. So Cat Stevens, you know, he's British. And so the American-British music scene, the rock and roll, the singer-songwriter thing, that just got so intertwined. It's like the musical nation. It's like the feedback loop between the U.S. rock and roll from the 50s and then the Beatles getting it in the 60s. And then just the feedback loops between the United States and England just goes back and forth and back and forth. And so Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood came out with a fabulous album called Nine Lives. Steve Winwood is a British musician. He was one of the founding members of Traffic. And I've done a couple of shows, actually, in the past year on Steve Winwood. I've also done programs on his early bandmate in Traffic, Dave Mason. You know, we've also heard lots of British musicians, singer-songwriters. I did a show on Sandy Denny and Nick Drake, if you've never heard of them. They're both amazing. Of course, Eric Clapton. I recently did a program on Van Morrison. I'm telling you, I've enjoyed this program so much, and I hope you feel the same way. I hope you feel the same way. So Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood was one of the founding members of Traffic, and the thing that I discovered about him, which I never knew, is that in the early, when he was a member of the Spencer Davis Group, they were, he was a backup musician in a pickup band, and he toured all around England, like when he's 16 or 17 years old, playing organ behind a bunch of United States R&B musicians that would travel around England. So that's how he developed that incredible organ style that he has. And when he began singing, he got a lot of comparisons to Ray Charles when he was a young singer. So he totally has the stamp of American rock and roll. But then he mixed it in. When he was with Traffic, they pulled on a lot of the British Isles folk music, and they created such a unique sound in Traffic. And he's a virtuoso musician. So let's hear all the music we're hearing today. Most of it is from 2010, because it's wonderful to look back and know where people came from. But for me, the best part is finding out, well, what are they doing right now? And that really inspires me. So this is a great new release from Steve Winwood. This is from his Nine Lives albums. We'll be hearing two tracks, I'm Not Drowning. And then we'll be hearing At Times We Do Forget, Steve Winwood.
In the broken tree. with a shameful grin. He says that we never can lose. Never beat the dealer when he cuts the pack. From back to front, then deal front to back. Yeah.
Steve Winwood. Well, that's his 2008 album called Nine Lives. And that to me sounds so much like the classic Traffic stuff. You know, the low spark of High Heel Boys, Shootout at the Fantasy Factory, that signature Hammond organ sound that he's got. And you know, the flute in that last track was just incredible. Very reminiscent of the musician Chris Woods that used to play with Traffic. He's no longer with us. And also the original drummer, Jim Capaldi, he's gone as well. But Steve Winwood, an amazing musician, British musician, here on Now and Then. I'm Kathy Geary, and Now and Then is moving. I am packing up all of my songs, all of my vinyl, and I'm not going too far. I'm staying here at WJFF, but I'm moving to Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. I really hope that you can follow me there. But if not, you can go online, wjffradio.org, and you can always check out Now and Then in the archive, in the audio archive. You can check it out anytime, Now and Then. All right.
The annual Foodstock Fine Food and Wine Festival, presented by WJFF and Catskill Harvest, happens Saturday, May 7th, and we need you. If you're a farmer, food producer, bakery, restaurant, winery, or distributor who would like to showcase your products to hundreds of new customers, we'd love you to be a part of Foodstock. Call WJFF at 845-482-4141, and we'll bring your business to Foodstock.
All right, so we just heard a couple of tracks from Steve Winwood, the amazing British singer-songwriter. And you know, here on a show having to deal with singer-songwriters, there's just so many people that, you know, we can't leave out. How am I going to handle it? I've only got an hour here, and I've played music from so many brilliant musicians in the past year that I've been doing my broadcast. So we have to get to Elton John. And the thing, we're so lucky, because Elton John has just released in October, that's just a couple months ago, released an album called The Union. And this is a wonderful recording because it's a combination of two brilliant musicians, Elton John and Leon Russell. Leon Russell, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've done a couple of programs on Leon Russell's music, you know, the Shelter People recordings that he did. He was with George Harrison on the Concert for Bangladesh. You know, all the stuff he did with Joe Cocker, the Mad Dogs and Englishmen. An amazing songwriter. And for these two to come together, Elton John has had a superstar career, and he wanted to acknowledge the influence, the incredible inspiration that he'd received from from Leon Russell. So he did an album together. And you know, Elton John writes the music and Bernie Taupin writes the lyrics. So I thought it would be really cool to hear two tracks from the Union album. The first track is Elton John writing with Bernie Taupin, and the song is called $800 Shoes. And then the next track we're going to hear from the same album, this one is written by Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin. So it's really cool to hear Bernie Taupin's lyrics set by both of these amazing musicians. The song that we'll hear with Leon Russell is called I Should Have Sent Roses, from Elton John and Leon Russell. The Union will start with $800 Shoes.
You had your grand illusion and wrestled with your fate. The winter of your discontent came 20 years too late. If it was love and I was there, I've forgotten where it lives. We both stepped off a frozen rock unto a burning bridge. You came like an invasion, all bells and whistles blowing, reaping the rewards of the fear. stairs. Like Caesar across the Rubicon, you seem to walk on air. And yet I've seen your movie, and I read it in your book. The truth just flew off every page. Your songs have all the hooks. Your seven wonders rolled in one. You shifted gears to cruise. Oh, you came to town in headlines and $800 shoes. Oh, the bellboys are crying and money's changing hands. Your cloak and dagger legacies gone home to no man's land. The marquee lights are flickering, your poster's fading fast. Your being here just melts away like ice cubes in a glass. Yeah, I've seen your movie, and I read it in your book. The truth just flew up every page. Your songs have all the hooks. Your seven wonders roll in one. You shifted gears to cruise. Oh, you came to town in headlines and $800 shoes. You came to town in headlines and $800 shoes.
Should Have Sent Roses. That's a song by Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin from The Union, just released from Elton John and Leon Russell. So amazing singer-songwriters working together. Leon Russell from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And there's another artist that you probably know, a superstar singer-songwriter. Neil Young came out with a new album in 2010 called Le Noise. And this was produced by Daniel Lanois, who's a really incredible producer, has worked with like U2 and Peter Gabriel and Brian Eno. And the thing about this album is it was recorded at Daniel Lanois's home in the Los Angeles area. And it's a return to Neil Young. He's a lot of the album is just him with his guitar. He's got this hollow body Gretsch with F-holes on it. And it's an amazing sound because this is the same guitar that he used when he recorded, I believe it was his Cinnamon Girl album, his early recordings. He's using the same guitar. So let's listen to a song from Neil Young's Le Noise. And the thing that's interesting for me as well is the idea of listening to singer-songwriters. It doesn't really limit you genre-wise musically. We can go from gospel-inspired piano music to, you know, distorted guitar on the west coast of America. And then we can go to acoustic, you know, singing with a Leonard Cohen that we heard. The singer-songwriter is an incredible phenomena. And we really is a great time to be alive because there's so many people writing incredible music right now. So let's hear some of that. This is from Neil Young's Le Noise. This song is called Sign of Love.
Thank you.
guitar distortion. Hang on to it, Neil. Neil Young, The Noise. Daniel Lanois producing A Sign of Love. When I stare at you for a really long time, it's a sign of love. And when I come in here every week, live in the studio, and I get to share this music with you, that is also a sign of love. So now and then, I'm Kathy Geary. Now and then is moving to Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. I really hope you'll be able to listen and follow me to our new spot on Saturday. It's really been incredible sharing this music with you. You know, the Beatles. Ringo Starr, 70 years old, and he's done 15 studio albums since he left the Beatles in 1970, and this is the first time that he has produced his own album. It's called Why Not, and Ringo Starr can sing, and Ringo Starr is writing songs, and we're going to be listening to a track called Everyone Wins. He wrote this in collaboration, Richard Starkey and Johnny Warman. Everyone Wins. He's here to tell us that the light shining out from you touches everything you see. Ringo Starr.
Will we ever learn what makes the world go round? Now it's our concern, we still return to the same old ground. Nothing is new under the sun. But things will get better when we all are one. Play a different game. Harmony is fine, but after a time, well, the key must change. Open your eyes, don't lose your way. Remember today. Everyone wins. The light that's shining out from everyone wins. You reach into the silence, you will find it's the time to believe. Take care of yourself, there's no mystery. Try to understand, everything's planned. It's more than you and me. Magic may come, magic may go. It's not the end of the show. Everyone wins. The light that's shining out from you will touch everything that you see. Everyone wins. You reach into the silence.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. It's our moving day. We're packing up our songs. I'm taking my vinyl, and I'm going to Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. You'll be listening to First Class Classicals. We'll be broadcasting here on Tuesdays about this time. He's a fabulous musician, Walter, an amazing collection of classical music. It's been my pleasure to be your host here on WJFF. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I hope you can follow me to Saturday afternoons. Kathy Geary, Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York.